This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with, once again, John Goebbels. He is the Chief Operating Officer, Vice President, and Transport Expert for MedJet Assist, the premier global air medical transport membership program for travelers. With an initial career as a critical care nurse, John brings over 23 years of pre-hospital and hospital service and management experience to his current role. He is responsible for complete oversight of all MedJet Assist transport and repatriation operations. Mr. Goebbels, always a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Mr. Michaels. Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. And so, first of all, what is MedJet Assist for those that may have missed any previous broadcasts that you've been involved with, and how is it different from regular travel insurance?
Sure, and that's usually kind of the first question we always tend to get when we're out. And really, I think the best way to explain that is, you know, MedJet Assist is a membership program. It's not a travel insurance product, so it doesn't have those restrictions such as some dollar caps, subrogation, you know, having to pay out of your own pocket and then looking for reimbursement. As a membership program, much like kind of AAA is for your car, we're MedJet Assist, you know, like AAA for your body, everything is covered under your membership. So when you're traveling and you're hospitalized more than 150 miles away from home, and that can be domestically as well, which is important because we take a lot of domestic trips that are a lot more than 150 miles away from home, and regular travel insurance products don't provide for that domestic coverage. Most of them are all for international coverage. One of the other big things that we need to look at is certainly when we're traveling internationally. If you have a travel insurance product and you're hospitalized, most travel insurance products will only get you to the closest, most appropriate medical center from that standpoint, and that may not be back to your home hospital of choice in your home country. MedJet Assist brings you back to the hospital of choice in your home country, back to friends, family, your physician network. We bring you back home.
And that's well said and well explained. Now, if someone is not a MedJet member and they happen to have a medical emergency while traveling and need transport, what is the average cost typically that they could potentially face?
Sure, and that's a great question because unfortunately, you know, every week we receive calls for people that are not members but know of our network, know of our services that we provide, and ask for help for that. And that's what we kind of call fee-for-service. And we see domestically on average anywhere between $15,000 to $25,000. And internationally, you know, just London back to the U.S. East Coast is around $65,000. And it's more from there. So if you're in Asia or Africa, you're easily looking at over $100,000 out of pocket if you need medical transport back to the United States. So for your membership fee at MedJet, you know, short term starting at $99, that is taken care of as part of your membership fee. You don't pay anything other than your membership.
What types of medical emergencies does MedJet typically handle? And describe an example of the most recent one that comes to mind.
Sure. Well, I mean, even just today, I just met with my transport department. We have got four transports kind of teed up at this standpoint. Three of them are just domestic. Two of them actually in Texas. We've got a plane crash victim. We've got basically some people that have some medical issues. But we've also got a member in Barcelona, Spain, that we're preparing an air medical transport now back to New York, basically for some back problems that got progressively worse, and now he's having some other issues from that standpoint. So that will be, as we talked about, kind of that $60,000 plus transport that we will do for that member. And really, they're not paying anything out of the pocket other than their membership fee for their annual membership that they paid. So we kind of see the gamut from, you know, medical, even some, you know, trauma as far as car accidents and slips and falls, things that people don't even think about. You know, a fall in the shower at a hotel in Turkey can really turn, you know, medically dangerous as well as costly for your life savings that you have if you don't protect yourself with something like a MedJet Assist membership.
We are speaking with, once again, John Goebbels, the Chief Operating Officer, Vice President, and Transport Expert for MedGenesis, the premier global air medical transport membership program for travelers. And he's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. John, what are the different types of MedJet memberships? Are there both short-term and annual memberships for options?
Well, there are. We've really tried to cover the gamut for people's travel patterns. And I think it's important to understand that no matter what type of membership you have, the basic service is always the same. It is hospital-to-hospital transport for our members if they're hospitalized more than 150 miles away from home. But we've really broken it down. Now, anybody can get an annual membership, which covers you for, you know, basically a year and up to 90 days outside your home country. You can travel as many times as you like. You don't notify us when you travel. It's all on you from that standpoint. We've got multi-year memberships. If people kind of want to lock in the savings, which is important because they can see a savings if they get anywhere between a 3 and 5 year membership. And we've also taken that down even to short-term membership starting in 8 days for only $99. So if you know you're only going to travel more than 150 miles away from home one day, and you're going to take a 7-day trip to the beach and you want to be protected, that is a $99 investment on your part, which could easily save you $15,000 to $20,000 domestically on an air medical transfer.
Lastly, do you see an equal number of leisure and business transports, or is one more predominant over the other?
Well, we really see that leisure travelers, as far as, you know, needing MedGenesis services and transports, is larger than the business travelers. And we really see that just due to kind of the age demographic of our leisure travelers. You know, we basically see, on average, an average member transport and age being around 63 to 65 years old. On the business traveler side of that, you know, we see much younger people in their 30s and 40s, which unfortunately or fortunately, it's actually fortunately for them, don't see the kind of medical issues that as we all age and get older that we encounter. So on the leisure travel side, we tend to see more medical need.
Well, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about MedJet Assist and to be in potential contact with you as well?
Absolutely. I mean, it's real simple. It's medjet.com, or they can call and speak with one of our membership services representatives 24/7 at 1-800-527-7478.
John, as always, great to have you, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us and get us up to speed on MedJet Assist here on eHealth Radio.
Well, we really appreciate you, and thank you for having me again.
You bet. As always, we've been speaking with John Goebbels, the Chief Operating Officer, Vice President, and Transport Expert for MedJet Assist, the premier global air medical transport membership program for travelers. And once again, the website of reference is MedJet.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.